The state-owned housing agency is trying something innovative to increase access to affordable housing in Anchorage. The Alaska Housing Finance Corporation is developing mixed housing in East Anchorage that will combine low-income apartments with regular ones. KSKA's Daisha Eaton has more.
Tucked between a trailer park and the Glen Square Mall along Mountain View Drive are 6.5 acres of property with a view of the Chugach Range. A 70-unit apartment complex will soon be built here. Alaska Housing Finance Corporation CEO Brian Butcher says it's the beginning of what he hopes is a new direction for the organization.
The great thing about this location is the city of Anchorage is really pretty land poor when it comes to developing housing. And you can find scattered areas all over the place, but there's really not a lot of room to build housing. So to find a piece of property of this size that can be developed to this extent in an area so central to downtown Anchorage, as well as the Mountain View area, we're really fortunate to have, and we're really excited about this being the kickoff of this kind of development in Anchorage.
Butcher steps out onto what's right now an empty swath of land covered by snow. He says the development is needed in Anchorage.
We're especially excited about the affordable housing part of it because Anchorage and, frankly, the entire state of Alaska is so short on affordable housing. It's very difficult for folks to find housing. So being able to add 70 new units of housing stock to the city of Anchorage, we think is tremendous.
The apartments will be near employment centers, around the corner from a bus stop, and within walking distance of Clark Middle School. Butcher says it's the first in a series of upcoming projects that will step away from the failing model of separating where poor people live from where everyone else does.
Used to be there'd be a focus on public housing or lower income housing, and it works better as a community to have it mixed and have a mixture of all Anchorage residents living in one area as opposed to kind of separating things out.
At any given time, there's just a 1-2% vacancy rate on rentals in the city, and the average two-bedroom apartment goes for more than $1,000 a month. Mark Romick is the director of planning for AHFC. He says the project, which is the first development by the agency's new nonprofit subsidiary, will save money. Romick says with federal and state funds dwindling, the agency is looking for new ways to access money and moving toward more projects that are paid for through public-private partnerships.
There are federal tax credits that are provided by the Treasury to projects where the private sector is investing in the development of low-income housing. And so Alaska Housing, through its subsidiary, will be a general partner in a limited partnership with a private investor.
Michael Courtney is director of operations for AHFC. He says the organization is working with local businesses and community organizations to make sure the developments meet the needs of residents and fit into neighborhoods.
One of the other things about AHFC is we try very hard to be a good neighbor, fit well into the neighborhoods. So we've been working with the Anchorage Community Land Trust. We've been attending the Mountain View Community Council meetings, talking to businessmen in the community to make sure that this property is going to work in with their employees, with the area and the neighborhood.
The Mountain View development comes at a time when the AHFC is for the first time putting a 5-year time limit on able-bodied residents. Courtney says the Anchorage development and others like it will help those working to get out of public housing in the area find something that they can afford once they graduate from the program.
It just increases the housing opportunity in Anchorage and gives people more choices in areas that they might want to be in.
Future developments could also include some commercial properties for coffee shops, cafes, and retail on the street level. The total for the Mountain View project is around $27 million. It's set for construction in 2014. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.